What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back here to Coral Gables, broadcasting live from the Carol Sofer Indoor Practice Facility. Practice just getting underway here for the University of Miami. It is the first practice in pads here today. Before we get back to that, though, I'll let you know, if you'd like to see the Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas in December, it's easy to enter. Log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day. You'll have a chance to win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, two tickets to see Zac Brown, and a two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zac. And a special thanks to Messina Touring Group, Joe.
Sounds good, Woody. You're doing all the stuff you need to do for us, keeping us in business. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I got to tell you, man, our guy, and we've been bragging about him, Don Bailey Jr. with us here. We've been talking for years. I've listened to University of Miami sports fans complain there's no commitment. The facilities are outdated. They won't spend money on a coaching staff, so we're getting this. I listened to all this, and we're never going to be. Remember that Kirk Herbstreit said, hey, they got to make a decision. Barry Jackson, I'm giving him credit, the Miami Herald, he said, they got to make a decision. They go out and they get Joe Echevarria to come in and start to get things going. And I got to tell you, man, if you're wondering why all of a sudden people are whining now and crying, Miami's back in the game. Miami's back in the game. It's because of the new president of the University of Miami who joins us right now. Joe, thank you so much. Guy, can we do this one real quickly?
Joe. You got to clap, Joe?
Yeah, that's what you've done is unbelievable, Joe.
Hardly. Team sports, Joe. You know that.
Look, there you in suit. I know you got to meet with doctors, high-maintenance doctors later in the day. Professors.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I'm meeting
with my faculty. They're extraordinary.
Okay. Academics, U Health, and sports. And I know this means as much to you as anything, having this thing look the right way.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about this before, Joe. If we're going to be in something, you need to be great at it. Whether it's academics, health system, or athletics, this happens to be athletics, and we need to be great at it.
That's a lot on your plate, though. That the U Health is huge in this, in a big part of our community. Everything you have over there. Academics to keep the standards where they've been at University of Miami and get you know what the programs look like. You know when it's really good what it looks like, and I know you want to get it back to that too. How do you split your time with all these things?
Well, like all good people who have running large organizations, on any given day there's 50,000 people walking through one of our facilities.
Wow.
It's a lot of people. Mm. We're probably the second largest employer in Dade County. So that's the first thing you realize. So where are those people? Well, they're first downtown at the academic health system. And they work their way to Gables and Rosensteel. But the passion sits on this part of the campus because that's part of the larger community. So I split it just like you would expect amongst all three. Whatever needs the most attention at the time, that's where I go.
You have said more than once that sports is important because people, when they look at University of Miami, they think of the sports and the great sports teams from the past. And you've always mentioned that when you talked about it, that it, there is something to say. It's a symbol of your school and the history of your school.
Yeah, so I'm watching you and Woody and DBJ over there and then me. We're all wearing the U logo right now. I went to school here. I started here. I walked on this campus in August of 1974.
Wow.
So I've been part of the University of Miami for 51 years.
Wow.
So it's not new to me. And that U logo wasn't a thing when I walked on campus. It was on the helmets, and we had it, but it wasn't a thing. It became a thing through the 20 years or so of the magic of primarily two programs, the football team and the baseball team, quite frankly. And the brand now has national recognition. I could go anywhere in the world. In my former life, in my current life, I was in London, I was in Paris for my boards in New York, and somebody will throw up the U at me. Doesn't matter where I go. Our fans are international. They're global. And it's all based on what happened in athletics, which elevated the brand of the University of Miami.
Yeah.
That's how it happened.
It's amazing. I hope you don't get mad. I got to tell the story. It was so great, your relationship with Cam Ward, the first pick, and I think we're all rooting for him. And Charles Davis is doing the games, and he loves them already, and he's doing their preseason games up there. We were just talking, and I was thinking – you sent me a picture of Cam at the thing just to give you how grounded he is. How much fun was that to be there to see the guy that happens to go to your school and he's the first overall pick in this huge thing they call the NFL draft?
It was one of the highlights. I'd never been to an NFL draft, even though it was at Radio City in the older days in New York, right? Not even as a participant. So to go with Cam and his family, but more importantly, the fact that he invited me to go.
That's awesome.
That's the bigger part of it. The experience was extraordinary, but the fact that one of our young men, one of our athletes, and his parents, Calvin and Patrice, they're wonderful people, invited because we've been part of his journey. And I tell people all the time, our athletes are my students. I know we have a view on that. They all matter. And now Cam is one of our alumni. But what he did for the program, along with the team around him, is extraordinary. And he's part of our institution now forever. He will always be a Cane. And so that was an extraordinary moment. Imagine I'm walking out on the stage where the podium is, where they're about to announce the first pick in the NFL draft, and we're back in the room with Cam and his parents. Just watching a young man who's done so much for the program succeed in his life, it's just extraordinary.
And he's all in on this place. Like, he is back here. He went to my nephew's wedding. He didn't have to. And McKenzie shows up at that, and I thought, wow. You were really sat around and talked there. You can imagine everybody. And but whatever we spent, the final number was, Joe, is a money well spent for what he's done at university in 1 year.
Absolutely. And he's playing his first preseason game this weekend.
Yeah.
In Tampa.
Yeah. How about you going?
I'm going to try.
Hey, Joe, you're not missing anything, man. You're not missing everything. Hey, so the ACC. I like the ACC, and I don't want to break it up. I happen to like it. I don't know, Don Bailey Jr., I know the SEC and the Big Ten are great, and I'm not taking anything. I like our ACC.
I like the ACC,
I like ACC. It's a little bit of an underdog right now. I like when we win one of those head-to-head games against those other guys. I enjoy that. How's the ACC sit with you right now overall and the stability of it?
Well, I guess probably 6 or 7 months ago, we were talking about this before, and we talked about what we needed to get through.
Yeah.
Renegotiating the ESPN contract, done. The whole notion of litigation, done. And now we've moved on. Now it's really just the four conferences now. Your old former conference out there, the Pac-10, Pac-12.
Ooh, I don't like the new look of it, though. What's going to be?
That's what I mean.
Those are games used to warm up. Even Cal had to warm up with one of those schools.
So think of that. So I feel really good about, as a person that sits in the position I sit in with all of our fans, you just want to be on a national stage. And as long as you're on a national stage and you can compete for a national championship, it's good. The economics are great. We've moved to a model where if you have a lot of people watching your games, you're going to be rewarded. And why do people watch your games? Because they know who you are and you win. So it's ultimately based on the performance on the field. So whether you're Wake Forest or whether you're the University of Miami, you have an equal chance at getting the largest distribution. What could be better than that based on the field? And we do great because our brand is national.
Number one game in football in ACC was Miami game.
Correct.
Miami Hurricane game.
Correct. The number one. Last year we were the most viewed team in the ACC because when we win, everybody watches us. When we're not that winning, we were the third highest watched team.
Wow.
Because the brand is that powerful. So we're in a good place. The challenges in athletics go far beyond conferences now. I don't think it's about the conferences anymore. I think it's more about the future of the sport and how it gets legislated.
But you always got to be looking ahead to see, right? That's part of your job as well, to see and not get caught behind and be the follower of the thing and get out in front of whatever might happen in this crazy world of
absolutely
sports
absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah, because all the TV contracts that all got renegotiated for the four conferences, they all expire in the same 3 or 4 year window, 2032 to 2036. And so it's usually in the run-up to those contracts and expiring where you had the shifting of the teams. I think this time around it's going to be more about what happens to the larger ecosystem of college football in particular, as opposed to where do teams go. We're all going to go somewhere together, wherever that is.
Right. Joe, I got to ask you, you're president of the university, and you meet with all the other presidents, the most powerful people in the conference. So the future for the NIL and the transfer portal and policing some things so the transfer portal's not wild as it is right now. Can you see some things getting under control and policing some of them in the future or not?
You know, this is the way I think about that one, and it's a great question, Joe, and we've talked about it before. But you can go back to 1980s where the NCAA as an institution.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wanted to control college football. And they started back then. There's a great article in the Wall Street Journal this morning about it, actually. It talks about that they wanted to limit it to one TV game a week. And they wouldn't negotiate. And that started the litigation between two colleges and the NCAA, which the NCAA lost. We as a group of members, we've been losing all the litigation since 1980.
Right.
That's what's happened, okay? And until we recognize that as an institution, which includes all the universities, that as much as we want to contain something, it's very difficult in the United States of America to limit someone's right to make a living. And the minute you put any construct around it, whether you believe it's right or wrong, it's going to get litigated. It's just the way it works for any of us, for the student, young men, student athletes, the women. And that's kind of how this evolves. So I think we got to the next stage of it. It'll settle in for a while because litigation is a long window.
Right.
And that's why I think it'll come to a nexus when the next set of contracts. But in the meantime, Joe, it'll be complicated. It'll be messy because that's the nature of the beast.
Right. For presidents right now, what's the number one thing on when you guys all get together? What's the first topic that pops up for presidents of all the universities in the ACC?
Washington. politics of Washington and how does that manifest itself in right. higher education or health systems, for us health systems and higher education. Because that's an ever-changing landscape, no different than everywhere else. We at the University of Miami, we're in a really good place. We've navigated the changes in Washington quite well. And as you can see here, we're business as usual. There's right. nothing changing for us. But it is the number one topic amongst most university presidents. You can just look at the turnover in presidents in our own conference.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the number one conversation tends to be that.
Before I let you go, the fan in you, I feel real good about this team overall. You've seen it since you've been here. What's your take on what you've seen with this group Mario's put together?
Okay, so I'm going to say this, what I can say publicly, okay? The fun is in the winning. I like winning. So we need to win more games than we won last year. That's just simple math to me. And Mario's been on a perfect progression, 5, 7, 10. So 10-plus to me. Is that going to be the case? Who knows? Yeah. All I know is we've got the right group of young men, we've got the right group of coaches, and we're focused on the right things. And usually when you do those three things, good things happen for you. So I'm pretty optimistic about the University of Miami, in particular because we're talking about athletics today, the young men that you see down there.
Yeah. Joe, thank you, man.
My pleasure. Really nice.
I appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. And DBJ is as quiet as I've ever heard DBJ today. He didn't say it was kind of.
We're in school, man.
No. When he gets going on yeah. that stuff, like if you ever have dinner with him the other day, I had a tequila and I was like, holy shit, holy crap, I can't believe he's saying this stuff.
Is he allowed to say that?
No, I didn't mean that. I did not mean to say that.
You're looking at me. It's okay.
It's okay.
I don't have a dump button out here.
DBJ, you got your credit card?
Still hadn't got it back.
Oh, you guys are all bad guys.
Make sure.
Can you believe that?
Just let me know. We have security here.
we got the chief.
Right there.
We got Chief.
Mr. Hudak's right behind me.
Chief Ed Hudak.
He had to see me on 4th of July. Didn't want to see me
check
again.
His wallet before we leave.
Oh, you guys are bad.
I recommend leaving it in the car when you're around this guy. Don't even bring it in the building.
No, I look for credit cards that look like mine, and then I can use them. I know why mine didn't work. Yours worked great. Thank you.
Isn't that amazing? Yours doesn't work. My dad said,
thank you. My dad, he goes, man, that was nice of you, son. I go, don't thank me. Thank DBJ, man.
I saw the plane tickets on there, too, Joe.
No, you would have called my ass right away on that one. It would have been a lot faster on that one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.